啊，在一个聚会中，那个聚会中啊，我们的运作，我们的活动啊，很明显的有的时候啊，就是圣灵的带领啊，比如我们的喜乐啊，也记得乃是圣经所说的哈，圣灵中的喜乐，那个罗马书哈第14章哦，那里讲到神的国不在乎吃喝，也说不在乎外面的一种享受啊，乃在乎公义平安和圣灵中的喜乐。所以我们的喜乐要知道哈，是在哪里？是在圣灵里面。我们所以能够来到聚会里头，那么喜乐，还有你感觉到平安，还有很普通的一种感觉哈，就是啊，很舒服，很舒服，这都是因为圣灵在我们当中。那另外一个说法呢哈，就是啊，神与我们同在，我们常常用这个 terminology 哈，有时候就是一件事，比如说 the presence of the Lord， okay， joy of the Lord， the love of God， 啊，或者说到the baptism of Holy Spirit， 啊，或者说 I have such peace， I feel so comfortable， 那个呢，都是因为神与我们同在所带来的，还有一些见证， you know, these testimonies, they are actually the interflow of the life of Christ. And when we talk about the life of Christ, sometimes we refer to it as, the rivers of living water, or as God, has called himself the fountain of living water. And whenever, we mention water, in the Bible, whenever we mention water, it's, for the most part, it means life. Because we do not understand how people in Africa, where there is no water,how much, they treasure water, how important, what it means, and water, you know, water means to them. We have no idea, no sense, because we have plenty of water. Sometimes we waste water, but in places, many places like in Africa still today, there's no water. And like the World Vision, one of the, Christian charity organizations, they have a project of, drilling wells, they have like 1,000 villages, that's their goal, to drill water, and so that they can have water. Water not means, you know, clean, but it means, really means life, not means,quenching their human, thirst. But it means, you know, the trees, the flowers, the vegetables, the farm crops, they all need water. It means life. With water, you have life. So, sharing testimony, sharing a little bit of experience with God, sharing the word of God, okay, you allow the river of living water to flow out of you and through you unto others. Others, you know, they receive water, they receive life, they are refreshed, they are strengthened, they are encouraged. All of these means, you know, the workings of waters, the effect of water. So it's so important that we come together and that we allow the rivers of living water to flow out of us. Another interesting I would say it's more than interesting. It's kind of wonderful. It's mysterious. And that is, when you open up yourself and allow the river of living water to flow out of you, okay, and it'll flow back into you. Not only it'll flow back into it, it will flow back into you in a greater amount, in greater measure. And, you know, Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. This is how we have more abundant life. Okay. To use the Apostle John's expression, okay, he says in the first book of John, his epistle, he says, you know, this life has been manifested, or this life, word of life, talking about Jesus, okay, the word became flesh, and then has been manifested, and then the word, which was God, and has been manifested in the life of Jesus. In so many areas of Jesus' life, he showed us what God is like. He showed us the way how a man can be dwelled by God, by his Holy Spirit, and how a man or a person can dwell in God. He showed us the way. Okay. He came not just to save us from our sins, but to really show us the way, a living way, a way of life. In Hebrews chapter 10, we're told that he has opened a new and living way. 有新有活的路, means the way of life. We need to learn about the ways of God, how God moves among his people, within his church. We need to learn to understand and to recognize. You see, when we come to church, we don't just come here to listen to a sermon. That is the traditional idea, the religious concept. You come to church, listen to a sermon, you know, and the pastor that does everything, you just sit there, you don't have to do anything. No, no, no. That is not the way the early church, you know, was meeting. Oftentimes I ask, you know, why the early church, they were meeting every day for hours. Yeah. As soon as they never had enough. Why? It's because Jesus was in their midst. It's because the Holy Ghost has come. Pentecost means the Holy Spirit has come. Now, when the Holy Spirit comes, he brings the life of Christ, the life of the risen Christ, the resurrected Christ, to us. So everybody has become alive, and they enjoy, you know, gathering, they're meeting every day. Then I believe that God is going to answer our prayer for years of prayer. We have prayed that God will raise up a meeting in Dallas where the Holy Spirit is in charge. The Holy Spirit is the director, and every member of the body of Christ will be encouraged, will be moved and touched by the Holy Spirit, stirred up, strengthened, refilled, and built up, all in the Holy Spirit. The whole church, okay, Paul, the Apostle Paul tells us that church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all. 教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。 如果你用这句话来 measure 今天的教会，恐怕都不及格，恐怕都不是这样的。可是要记得，我们这个主日上午，我们如果一直学习让圣灵来带领我们，来圣灵感动我们顺服啊。我昨天跟那将说我说我觉得也许从今天开始呢，我要多讲一点就是如何参与圣灵所带领的聚会，如何参与圣灵所带领的聚会。我们上个星期发了这一篇短文，这篇信息我希望你以后主日来，我们一起来学怎么样参与一个圣灵所带领的聚会。那我相信从这个在聚会中学习来跟随圣灵会导致我们在生活中来学习来跟随圣灵。这个希望你每一个礼拜天上你带来，因为我有时候会refer， 可是我多半会从圣经里面讲，因为我要把我们在这里弟兄姐妹要带回到圣经里面呢，就是看圣经的教会是什么样，圣经里面所说的教会他们怎么聚会。因为如果我们要回到那个圣经里的样子的话呢我们就能够恢复像当初的那个教会，比如一天三千人五千人得救了而且那里告诉我说主天天把得救的人加给教会。讲到这里我就要翻给你们看使徒行传和第二章使徒行传第二章第46节OK, I will shift, alright, between Chinese and English for your benefit, okay? I don't want you to feel being ignored, not at all. You are an important part of this meeting. Yes, and as John said,musicians are an important part of the meeting. I've always believed instruments, musicians, they are so important, such an important part of the meeting. Now, 第46节Acts chapter 2, verse 46. I need to sit down when I have to speak long. Hallelujah. Sorry. As I read in Chinese and you can read in English, 46, 他们天天注意，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中薄饼，存着欢喜诚实的心。为什么他们欢喜快乐，天天在家里，在圣殿里薄饼啊？就是因为圣灵在他们当中，圣灵来了耶稣说16章13节真理的灵来了他要引导我们进入一切的真理。要记住真理的圣灵中文在这里翻的我觉得很好，真理的圣灵，记得这是一个形容词，真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们进入一切的真理。这个真理我上次已经解释过了，我们读的时候不要把它只是领会说圣经所记载的真理，不是。他这个这里的真理应该是跟虚假是相对的。真理的圣灵，因为它是真的，其他都是假的。耶稣说我就是真理，其他任何的理论任何的什么主义都是假的，在圣灵的里面，在神看来都是假的。 所以这个真理的圣灵就可以说真的灵，真实的灵，就是保罗不是约翰他说啊，这恩膏在我们的里面哈，是真的，不是假的，就是这个真理的圣灵这个意思。他要引导我们进入一切的真理呢，就是他要把我们带进一切的真实的里面。圣灵来了，一切都变成真的了。那这些人，他们当初为什么天天聚会呢？就是因为啊，耶稣所讲的，哎呀，不是真的。耶稣讲的他的生命之道，哎呀，耶稣确实死了。对这般当初的这些门徒哈，他们没有话说，他们看到耶稣被捉拿啊，耶稣被钉在十字架，这是一个不可否认的事实。那么同时呢，后来耶稣复活了，也向他们显现。可是那个显现呢，是为了叫他们相信啊，还没有到一个地步啊，这个复活的耶稣就在他们的里面，还没有到一个地步。刚才我们开始聚会唱的时候，基督活在我们的里面，为什么呢？因为五旬节还没来，圣灵还没有来。那到了启示录，到了这个使徒行传的时候啊，第二章那个圣灵就来了。所以他们天天聚会啊，天天在家里啊、哦，在为什么？他们的聚会就是享受，他们的聚会啊，就是在灵里面的吃喝享受，当然也吃饭了。我相信三餐饭到了吃饭的时候，他们也吃饭。但是他们所以这样天天聚会啊，就是、啊、享受主啊、哦。我自从啊、受了圣灵以来哈、哦，那个耶稣活在我的里面哈、哦，这件事真是、啊、越来越真实。那么从那个时候开始哈、哦，我每一次的聚会啊，我都是享受。每一次聚会我都是享受。昨天是前天呢 Pastor Ray 是礼拜五，他问我哈，他现在他说他累了，他需要 take vacation， 他就问我哈，我有没有 take vacation？ 我说我不需要 take vacation， 我说我聚会就是 vacation， 我天天都在 take vacation， 是吧？哦，那个天天都是这样。记得啊，我们不应该有一个情况，就是说。啊、哦，聚会累了，有时候聚会多哈，是因为我们还有别的事情嘛。当然，我们不可能啊、哦、天天聚会，尤其你们呢，有工作的啊、哦、啊，家庭主妇也有孩子，做妈妈哈，就好多事情，不可能天天聚会嘛。但是当初的教会啊，他们那个被圣灵充满到一个地步。那个真理的圣灵对他们来说真是真的，不需要再有别人告诉他是真的不是假的。那我们来聚会，我们来到这里的聚会的时候，第一件事要知道圣灵在这里，圣灵在我们的里面，我们是圣灵的殿，这个是圣经说的好清楚哈、啊，两次了，说岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿呢。我们的喜乐从哪儿来？是从圣灵来的，是从我们知道，我们相信圣灵就在我们的里面。我们参与，如何参与圣灵所带领的聚会呢？就是需要慢慢的来学，需要有一些教导，从圣经的真理和圣经的那个榜样，那个例子我们看到，然后呢我们就来施行。我很感谢主，今天哈、啊、我们就是大家都很自由的唱诗啊，做见证啊。OK， 然后我要再提的就是47节最后一句话啊、哦、就是主呢是天天加给他们，把得救的人，主将得救的人天天加给他们。这个得救的人，主把他天天加给他们，也是圣灵的工作，他都活在圣灵里面。 那些神迹奇事啊，瘸腿的起来行走，瞎眼的看见，都是圣灵的工作。而这圣灵所以这样做，要记得他是为复活的耶稣做见证。他这所以行出那么多神迹奇事来，就是宣告说基督复活了，耶稣复活了，你们钉在十字架上的耶稣复活了啊！主耶稣他也讲到哈，等到真理的圣灵来了，他要为我做见证，你们也要为我做见证。那今天在这里我们看到的哈，是圣灵在这里运行感动，就是弟兄姐妹啊，在见证，在诗歌里面呢，也是为耶稣做见证，这位复活的主。Sorry for being patient. Sometimes the flow of thought is kind of hard to stop, but let me just switch back to you. What I've been saying is that in the early church and after the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was so real and so alive, you know, moving in their midst, filling their hearts and giving them joy and, you know, shedding abroad the love of God in them, and that they were meeting every day. Think of it. You go to church every day. They're never tired. Why? Because they had the presence of God. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and they were filled with the joy of the Lord. And they were sharing, their testimonies, their lives. They were having what I would call really heavenly fun. Yeah, heavenly fun all the time. You heard about clean fun. And I'm telling you, there is such thing as a heavenly fun. The joy that comes, you know, from heaven. We all can enjoy it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. 他们哈，那个第二章我再回来看四十二节，Chapter 2 verse 42nd, if you would, okay, verse 42nd, 那个是在那一天一天呢，门徒就添了3000个人，四十二节说呢，都恒心遵守使徒的教训。彼此交接薄饼祈祷，注意啊，这四件事他们之所以天天聚会，就是因为他们活在这四大的这个生命的因素那也可以说这是当初教会的哈，这四大支柱，当初的教会啊，就是好像一个桌子哈，你不能只有3个腿，你必须要有4个腿哈，那个桌子才稳呢。当时的教会所以那么活泼，所以那么有能力，耶稣讲充满他们呢，主要他们呢是有这四大的支柱啊 ，the four pillars of the church at that time 啊。第一呢，就是他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。使徒的教训，记得哈，就是耶稣的教训，就是圣经的教训。那刚才那个 Helen 他跟我们分享，他读那个路加福音，那是使徒的教训，那也是耶稣的教训啊。他们恒心遵守哈，应该是翻作哈，就是活在使徒的教训。这个耶稣的教训对他们来说是他们的生命，是他们的生活，也是他们属灵的粮食。他们天天都在吃这个天上来的这个玛纳，就是神的话。简单说来，哦，哎呀，真是如果今天我们都能够真是word by word 真是一年能够把这个圣经 word by word 给读一遍，哎呀，那是多么好，多么大的一个祝福，这样。我也最近也鼓励我们团契的弟兄姐妹哈，就是要多读圣经，越多越好，快快读，趁你们还年轻的时候，越多越好， 那个神的话是粮食，神的话是我们的装备，神的话是我们的武器，神的话是我们服侍神的那个最基本的条件，绝对不可缺少，那就是神的话。可是我必须要说，很遗憾的就是今天呢，一般基督徒忽略了神的话，就是没有时间读。有的人觉得太难懂了，就有的人就喜欢去查经班听别人来解释圣经，但是他自己确实不去读，我觉得好可惜，他不知道他所失去的是多少。有时候就在我们读经的时候神就会向我们显现。那刚才那个 Helen 的他的见证，那个光光就是耶稣的显现，我们看到的是一个光，就是耶稣的光。约翰说神就是光，约翰他在约翰福音第一章他就说这个太初有道，道与神同在道就是神他说生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光。所以他在安静的时候，他得到的不仅是光，就是神的显现，就是生命的领导。因为是光是生命，所以他的生命有了一个新的突破，他那个你可以说是一个亮光，他就看到对于丈夫也许这些年来的那个亏欠。是的，我告诉你，我们有可能很多年我们都活在黑暗里面，看不到自己的那个缺点，有可能好多年都是这样。但是我知道如果我们常常亲近神，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。我们所谓亲近神，我们就是来到光中。那还有呢，我们做见证的时候因为以后我真的是期望有更多的人，每一个人都很自由在这里做见证还有以后你做见证的时间不要怕说你的弱点，不要怕说你的失败，因为我们的软弱才能够带出神的能力来。我们如何能够见证神的能力在我们身上呢？是因为我们有软弱。我们如何的见证神他是信实是公义，他是赦免我们的罪呢？因为我们有罪，因为我们认罪但是我为什么这样提呢？因为一般人做见证都是把他好的一面说出来，好像他没有一点缺点，都是把他那个怎么好怎么属灵得到启示这样说出来，那没有说出他的软弱，这是不可能的。我们没有一个人是完全的，而且很多时候一个人的这个软弱的这一面，失败的这一面能够他怎么得胜了，他的软弱怎么胜过，怎么得的能力了，往往这种见证叫人得到造就。要不然的话，别人听到的就说你是那么好的，是我怎么进入呢？我怎么也能够有像你这样经历呢？这就是为什么圣经的记载，神写圣经这些人物神就是要把他们的软弱都要写在圣经里面，没有一个没有软弱的。那个可以说旧约可以说最属灵的，这是神说只是他合他心意的那个大卫，你看他的软弱，他的跌倒那很少人有这样一个，但是呢神就是许可把他的软弱那个写在上面。但是你要读大卫的时候，你不能单单读他犯罪了堕落了你必须要读到后来，还有他的诗篇，他到后来真的是完全了，是成圣了。神的智慧能力就在这些方面彰显出来。一个无可救药的罪人，他可以把你我能够做成一个圣人。Please stop there, so come back to you. I've been encouraging people, you know, to when they give testimony, and not to be afraid, you know, to tell them about their weaknesses or their shortcomings or even their failures. Because we have to accept the fact that no one is perfect, and we are all but sinners. Now, how do we glorify God? How do we give God the glory? It is because His strength has been made perfect in our weakness. How do we give praise and thanks to God? It is because of His salvation, His forgiveness. He's forgiving our sins as we confess our sins before Him. And then we're forgiven. And now we experience God's faithfulness, God's great mercy, God's grace. We're beginning to know God. This is the way God is teaching us how to know Him, and to know His ways, to know His mercies, and to know His great love. And this is how we experience God. So don't be afraid. Don't ever be afraid to tell that you failed in certain area. And then you go and you confess your sins, and then God has forgiven to you, and you enjoy the sense of being forgiven. That is a joy, another joy too. Now, the greatness of our God, the greatness of God is often shown, you know, in the fact that He has made us sinners into real saints. He has made us sinners full of imperfections, and one day He has made us perfect. That is how God gets glory from us. Amen?
Amen.
And so, be bold. I often, you know, encourage young people in our midst, and you serve the Lord by playing the instrument. That's fine. It is pleasing to God. But I believe that when the Holy Spirit moves you and puts something in your heart, and He wants you to say something, you know, to tell what a wonderful God He has, or, oh, how much He loves me. And you get up, you obey. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. And you can, in an appropriate time, when nobody else talks, it's time for you to get up. Just get up and say a little bit. Give God the thanks and the praise. Therefore, God is glorified. That's how. And by doing so, you allow the river of living water that is within you to flow out unto others. And then when it flows back to you, and you get more, that is, you know, the mysterious part of it. That's what I have found out. 所以我再回到那个42节哈。Now, let's come back to the 42nd verse in chapter 2 of Acts. 他们都恒心遵守。那个英文是 continue, 就是停在那个里面。那么也可以说他们一直是活在主的教训里面。这个使徒的教训就是主的教训。而教会呢，乃是建造在使徒跟先知的根基上。要记得他们的根基，他们的信仰的根基是在主耶稣的身上，他们领受了主的教训。而且呢，在那个大使命啊，就是马太福音第28章那里哈，我们平常对大使命的一领会不够完全。我们看一看那个所谓的那个大使命 ,the so-called Great Commission. Let us look at what Jesus and His commission is all about. 28章Matthew 28, the Great Commission. We need to have a full understanding of what the Great Commission is all about, beginning with the 19th verse, chapter 8, Matthew. 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。啊，那个主的话没有停在这里哈。Jesus doesn't stop here in the 19th verse. Verse 20. 凡我所吩咐你们的，凡耶稣所教训他们的，都教训他们遵守。这就是 exactly 在耶路撒冷的教会 Pentecost 的，就是他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。使徒遵行了耶稣的教训，把耶稣的教训去教训给门徒啊，那些信徒，那些信徒呢，他们都恒心的遵守，他们就活在主的教训里面。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。主的同在乃是在乎我们啊，一直的活在他的教训里面。他的教训要记得哈，不是单单啊要我们做这个做那个，不可做这个不可做那个，是的，他是告诉我们圣灵宝会是来了，我们要住在他的里面。他说啊，人若住在我里面呢，我就住在他里面，这个人就多结果子，我的父就得荣耀。这个是一个神与人的哈，那个相交。可是我常常注意到哈，一般的教会非常强调要传福音啊，要宣教啊，要叫得救的人数加多哈，这些都没有错啊，这些都是好的。可是我们如果真的是领受了这个大使命，全部的不是一部分啊，那么我们必须要把耶稣所吩咐所教训的要教训。首先我们自己要领受这个教训，然后呢我们把这个教训啊要教导给那一些受洗信耶稣的人。这个才是我们可以说遵守了耶稣所说的这个大使命。可是很可惜，昨天那个上海也有一位姐妹，她在这个 Star Meeting 上，她就讲到她最近去参加一个在上海的一个外国的牧师讲道。她讲到必须要圣灵充满教会，必须要圣灵充满，圣灵充满了然后才有能力啊，才可以出去啊传福音啊，能够拯救更多的人啊。这个也不错，很好啊，但是不够，这是一般人的领受是这样。我们必须要把圣经的教训，像类似我所说的哈，这个圣灵带领的聚会，我们如何来参与圣灵的带领的聚会，我们为什么要让圣灵来带领，我们为什么要这样起来做见证啊，都有它的讲究啊，那个总的一句话来说呢，就是一个生命的交流，那个生命活水的一个交流，就是要流。你千万的哈，不要来到这个聚会当中啊，这是一般的教会都是这样哈，你坐在那儿，你就是不开口，就是不开口。当然你来是很好，可是如果你不开口呢，那就像什么呢？这里有很丰富的食物，很好吃的东西，你不开口来吃，那个不开口，你里面呢已经有那个活水了，但是你那个水龙头没有打开。很多时候那个开口啊，就好像你要水吗？水龙头打开就好，不像非洲啊，非洲还要找那个水源水洞，那个井洞还要去串的。我们这就多方便，一打开，今天圣灵已经在你里面，已经在我里面。我们只要把它一打开啊，那个 活水，那个圣灵的那个水流啊，也就是生命的水流啊，就流出来，让我们大家都得到益处。那个，我把它稍微点一点，我们也许以后再详细的说。那个，《使徒行传》第二章42节哈，we go back to Acts chapter 2:42, verse 啊。第一呢，就是他们一直活在哈使徒的教训里面；第二呢，就是彼此交接。这个彼此交接就是啊，我所说的，我们要起来分享，要起来做见证呀。你无论圣灵感动你哪方面，你都要起来这样分享。然后呢，第三呢，就是薄饼，薄饼哈，那是真的是在吃喝享受主，就是吃他的肉喝他的血，那个不是在字句里面，不是在物质里面，那个呢是在灵里面的，这样来吃喝。主耶稣说我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的，他不是说肉身的，他是说在灵里面，我们在信心中我们一样来领受他。那么还有呢，就是祈祷。好，我们常常在一起祈祷。我们在这样的聚会里头，如果圣灵带领我们为某一个病人祷告，或者为某一个特殊的一个特别的事故祷告啊，或者有什么紧急的事情祷告，有时候我们不知道啊，只有圣灵知道，就在这个时候他感动你的时候，这个人需要我们代祷。
嗯，
以后我们会知道的。有一些这些方面的例子我就不说了哈，就是或者我提一件事吧哈，就是我一个朋友他也是牧师哈，他还现在还在台湾，他的太太哈就病在床上，好多天不能够起床呀。那我们有一群人呢，就在一个空房子里在祷告。那天晚上啊，我们一圈大概12个人啊，就跪在那里为他的太太祷告。那天晚上的祷告圣灵特别的强，大家那个灵啊也很强，就信心也大家觉得也很有信心，就在那种气氛之下，我们就为这个师母祷告啊，知道吗？就在那个时候，那个师母就下了床，就拿东西啊这样。我们怎么知道了呢？过了两天他来，他来参加我们的祷告会，他说了我们才知道。哇，I was just giving an example that sometimes in a Sunday morning worship, you know, we are led to pray for somebody or to pray for, you know, something that's happened that we don't know. Yeah. But it is often time thatThe Holy Spirit knows exactly at that particular moment, and that individual that we are led to pray for has a special need. And I just gave an example of one of my pastor's friend. His wife had been sick, bedridden for several days. She couldn't get out of the bed. And at that night, you know,There were a group of us, we were on our knees, we were praying, and the Spirit of the Lord just came upon us in a very strong way, and people's faith was kind of, you know, strengthened at that moment. And as we prayed for this pastor's wife, she somehow had enough strength to get out of the bed, and she went, and she got a cup of water, and she was on her feet.Yeah. And then 2 days later, when she came to our prayer meeting, she shared this with us. Then we knew, wow, how important it is that we pray for people in meetings like this, as we are led by the Holy Spirit. 所以我们那个跟随圣灵哈，多么重要呀！唯有他知道我们的需要，唯有他能够提升我们的灵。唯有他能够医治我们，唯有他能够改变我们的生命啊！所以那个圣灵充满的哈、那个聚会，多么宝贵！我在这里跟你 跟你们谢的时候，我的心灵的感受啊，就是啊，哎呀，我们如果让圣灵来服侍，
嗯
，What a glorious ministry of the Holy Spirit， 让圣灵来服侍，多么荣耀的一件事。可是我们要学，我们要顺服啊，我们要尽量的摆脱我们自己的想法，我们的观念啊，我们要乐意的改我们也许过去啊那种做礼拜的那种习惯。不，我们今天来到聚会当中，耶稣在这里，圣灵在这里啊，让这个活水要流出来。阿们，哈利路亚。真的是我们要把荣耀归给主呀！那最后呢，我提一提上个礼拜天，那个小庆姐，因为她自己做了个见证哈。她那个见证很简单，你们听到的人哈，就是啊，她以前给人写信哈，她就提到给这个人写信啊，她就是写 Dear 啊某某人，她就是完全客气啊，是礼貌啊。后来主观到她。不行，要从心里面来说。所以呢，他在写的时候，他就从心里面来说 Dear 某某人，很简单吗？是不是？我告诉你，这个差别有天地之别。从地上来的，从魔鬼来的，都是虚假的，只有从天上来的才是真实的。阿们。耶稣说我就是真理，所以他那个一个表面的，一个从心里出来的，我告诉你，两个完全不同的源头，一个是从天上来的那个爱，一个是从人或者是从魔鬼来的那个虚假。有时候我很感谢主，他好像给我有这种的这个分辨哈，让我一听一看，你就知道这个源头是从哪来的哈，这是特别的恩典，我真的把荣耀归给他。阿门，哈利路亚，荣耀归给主。哦，赞美主。你想这个聚会，哦，我是觉得，哎呀，现在如果停下来，好可惜哦。但是呢，我们不能不。守时间，我们还得要遵守我们所规定的时间，赞美主。